U.S. President Donald J. Trump is frustrated that a week after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, the war in Ukraine has only intensified. Numerous people have been killed and injured in relentless Russian strikes, including at an American factory near Ukraine's border with Hungary. Trump said he was unhappy about that attack, which caused a fire that injured employees at the facility.
I'm not happy about it. And I'm not happy about anything having to do with that. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out which way it's going to go. And I better be very happy. Well, then I'm going to make a decision as to what we do. And it's going to be a very important decision. And that's whether or not it's massive sanctions or massive tariffs or both. Or do we do nothing and say it's your fight?
But Ukraine's neighbors, Hungary and Slovakia, are also upset, this time with Kiev. Both nations depend on Russian crude oil delivered through the Druzhba, or Friendship, pipeline. But Ukraine recently struck a key pumping station, disrupting flows for at least 5 days. Hungary's government reacted angrily, warning the European Union that energy supplies are now at risk. Kiev counters that it is Moscow that began this war with its full-scale invasion in 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says only a face-to-face summit with Putin can end the conflict, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov suggests that will take time.
Putin is ready to meet with Zelensky. When the agenda would be ready for a summit? And this agenda is not ready at all.
Moscow also insists Ukraine must give up ambitions to join the NATO military alliance and cede territory, demands Kiev refuses. At the same time, humanitarian groups face dangers. The Scottish aid organization Sunflower Scotland says even ambulances delivering medical supplies have been attacked by Russian drones. With no end in sight, civilians and aid workers remain on the front lines of Europe's deadliest war since World War II. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.